Yeah, I've done it for 27 years and traveled the country and got to meet a lot of people, and it's just something I got infected with when I was a little kid, and I can't get rid of it.
How did the cross come about and promoting peanuts when you're out on the circuit like that?
You know, a lot of rodeos draw. They're in agricultural communities. So I've grown up in South Georgia there in Chula, and peanuts have always been a big part of my life. And we got together, and they put a peanut recipe on the back of my autograph pads, and it's always been a big hit. It kind of catches people off guard when they tell them to flip it over and check out the peanut recipe on the back of it.
Now, this is something that you've been doing it for quite a while, too, haven't you?
Yes, sir. I can't really put a number on it, but I know it's been over 10 years as far as promoting peanuts nationwide, Georgia peanuts. But like I said, I've been fighting bulls professionally for 26 or 7 years now.
Well, when we take a look at the rodeo circuit and when you're out doing that, are people pretty receptive to that message when you're out there like that?
Yeah, they do. Like I said, it catches them off guard to find out there's a recipe on the back, but then they're intrigued by it and ask questions and want to know where I'm from, this, that, and others. So I think it's a good fit.
Good deal. So something you plan to continue for a while, I take it then?
Well, no, I think this is, I'm 41, and I think this is my last year. I really do. It's kind of a bittersweet time, but I'm tired of running up and down the road.
Yeah, I don't blame you, but it's been a good career, and it sounds like you've had fun at it.
Yeah, I have, and what's special about it is meeting all the people, and you know, and you get extra opportunities to give back to the community and stuff, you know, doing charitable things, and it really puts everything else in perspective whenever you get to do them things.